I'm Dale Behan, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Western Company of Texas. You're in the oil and gas business. You know how important it is to transfer water efficiently and timely to your completion job. That's where the Western Company of Texas can step in and be your partner. We've earned the reputation here in the Barnett Shale as a premier water transfer company because of our dedication to quality and service. We have the largest inventory of irrigation pipe and transfer pumps available to fit any and all of your water transfer needs. Plus, we can work with your team to secure water as well as rights of way. And finally, I can promise you that we will always be ready to go 24/7. So give us a call at 940-648-3434. That's 940-648-3434. We have locations in Cleveland, Fort Worth, Ponder, Hyco, and Weatherford. Give our dedicated water transfer team a call at 940-648-3434. The Western Company of Texas, the guys with the green pumps.
It's the show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show right here in Fort Worth, Texas. Before we get underway with our first guest, we want to welcome in two new radio affiliates in New Mexico and Colorado, News Talk 1390 AM KENN in Farmington, New Mexico, and News Talk 740 AM KVFC in Cortez, Colorado. Well, it is hard to believe it's that time of year again. We are getting set to tee it up with our good friends at the Colonial, and we are delighted to welcome back into the show the tournament director from the Crown Plaza Invitational at Colonial, Mr. Peter Ripa. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alyssa. I appreciate it.
It is hard to believe, as I said in the open, that Fort Worth's biggest event is almost here, just a few weeks away. I got to ask you right off the top, how are the preparations coming together? And I think Mother Nature, she's kind of cooperated with us this spring.
You know what? That's a fantastic point. We're an outdoor event, and obviously a lot of the construction and building leading up to the event, we're at the mercy of Mother Nature. So we're blessed. We haven't lost any days, and it looks fantastic out there. And now the temperatures, as the superintendent says, is if you get the combination of morning and evening or morning and daylight temperatures of combined at 150 degrees, you're growing grass. So we're growing grass now.
Well, the Colonial, it is, I mean, I've walked the course many times, but it is such a spectacular course. And I have to ask you, were there any changes in the offseason, any polishing? I mean, I know what last year Keith Foster, he kind of did some renovations there at the course.
Yes, going forward, we have not made any changes from 2009 to 2010. And really now it's just everything growing in and another year of maturity, guys, and very complimentary last year of the changes. So we're excited. We expect a field of at least 6 of the top 10 in the world and 20 of the top 30 in the world. It may be the best field that we've ever had.
Peter, I am curious because you bring up a great point. What was some of the feedback from the players last year? Because tees and bunkers were added when we talked about the restorations. Did they talk about that fifth hole? Was it? Is it still pretty tough?
It's still tough. It's more of a gentle fade now as opposed to a more pronounced cut. And I think what the guys recognized most was the playability of the bunkers and the consistency of the bunkers. They went and redid all the drainage within the bunkers. And then also on green surrounds, what was done is it's cut to fairway height in some of the those areas. But it also runs away from the green as it was originally intended with the Maxwell design. So it gives players what they like is it gives them a number of options, whether they want to fly the ball to the hole or chip it to the hole or putt it to the hole.
Peter Ripa is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, a familiar voice on our program during the month of May. Of course, he is the Colonial Tournament Director, doing an outstanding job, and we've got a number of questions we want to talk to him about, but we do want to direct our listeners to your website. Go ahead and give that information out, Peter.
Sure, it's crownplazainvitational.com.
And of course, you have some other important events that we need to point out. You're going to have a pink out on Saturday, May 29th, and also the youth clinic's going to be coming up. Share some of those dates and times.
Yes, on May the 24th, our week is kicked off with our Nike Golf Youth Clinic in concert. It's powered by Radio Disney, and we will have in the youth clinic the PGA Tour professional is going to be David Duval, who is a former number one and has won the Open Championship back at the beginning of the century. And our performers are going to be Anna Marie Perez and Savvy. So we actually have a concert and golf. So it starts at 4:15. It's free to the family. And we also provide a complimentary ticket to every child that attends the clinic. And then, as you mentioned, on the 29th, Saturday, again, we will do our pink out. And this is in support of all those fighting breast cancer and those who we're thinking about as survivors that we're so thankful are still with us through the support of Susan G. Komen. And fans will actually be able to go ahead and make a contribution to Susan G. Komen, and you'll see a huge initiative, too, from our friends at Crown Plaza as part of their promotion this year in support of Susan G. Komen for the cure.
Peter Ripa is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We definitely want to take time to recognize our premier corporate sponsor, our friends and folks at Western Company of Texas. And before we look ahead to this year's tournament, what about 2009? It's another incredible finish. Of course, Steve Stricker defeats Tim Clark and Steve Marino in the playoff win. Just talk about that. It was just so spectacular.
To look back and see that, you know, Steve in the final nine was kind of struggling a little bit with his putter, but he's so resilient. He went from the depths and to find himself all the way to number three in the world. And when he chipped that shot in from any mortal would be jailed behind 17. It gave him renewed spirit. And when he comes back and plays 17 in the playoff in the second hole of the playoff, he just rifled it in there to about 6 feet, makes the putt for birdie. So he gets emotional every time he talks about it, certainly we feel likewise. We couldn't be prouder to have him as a champion, and to have Phil coming back as well is fantastic. I couldn't be more proud of both of those guys, who are just good, solid guys and good, solid values, much like Fort Worth.
Well, we'll talk about Phil here in just a second, but absolutely, it was such a great victory, and just that composure he showed was absolutely fantastic. It'll be nice to have him back. Talk about Phil Mickelson. Of course, 2 years ago? He was kind of like the magician with the wedge. Peter, he hit some spectacular shots. We will never forget that here in Fort Worth.
Yeah, as it is termed, Mickelson's miracle, his shot on 18 through the trees, the wedge, and then to go and make the putt with the tournament on the line. It was just incredible, and to have him to come back here is on the heels of the dramatic win that he had at the Masters, and I think we all will remember his shot on 13, but I also sticks in my mind as when he made that putt on number 12,
yes,
my TV almost exploded. The fans absolutely let everybody know who they were rooting for, and I think likewise we are so excited to have him back because of the way he approaches the game. It's sort of a swashbuckling style of, I'm going to go for everything, and even though the odds and the mortals are, if you are mortal, are stacked against you, he doesn't believe that there's a shot that he can't hit.
Well, he certainly is our lovable lefty when we talk about Phil Mickelson. Steve Stricker will be along, and give us a headline or a list of some of the other players that will be joining us here in Fort Worth.
Current major champions, including Stuart Sink and Lucas Glover, Y.E. Yang, who is now a Southlake resident. And we will also have, as I mentioned, at least six of the top 10 in the world, including world number 5, Jim Furyk, who's come so close to winning here, and he's won twice on the PGA Tour already this year, and then obviously number 2 and 3 in the world in Phil Mickelson and Steve Stricker. So like I said, to have the quality, the field that we have this year, and obviously after the Players' Championship, we expect to see more of those top-ranked players likewise to commit to the field.
A tremendous field, but what about John Daly? That's creating quite a buzz, 2-time major champion, and he accepts an exemption to come on to the Colonial.
Yes, obviously there is a huge following in beyond just golf, but I think you see with his reality show being John Daly on Golf Channel, there is a huge following because of people can relate to an everyday guy who is having a lot of, you know, he's off the golf course, has had challenges, but has been persevering and continuing his career. And certainly there's an attraction there from a lot of fans.
Will he be promoting his play here at the Colonial on his golf show, being John Daly?
Well, the first season is has concluded, but I can tell you he tweets a ton, and I'm certain you'll see it there.
Indeed he does. He's tweeted me a time or two, and certainly when we talk about John Daly, a guy that brings a lot of excitement to the crowd, of course, won two majors. And I think what a great place for him to come back and get his career back on track, right, Peter?
Yes, you got to root for the guy. He's worked. He's trying to do the right things, and taking care of himself. And it's easy to root for the guy, and he's made some cuts recently, and you can put 4 days together. I mean, that's the biggest thing, 4 days. You get 4 days together, and his putter cooperates, it'd be fun to have him around for the weekend.
Peter Ripa is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. Peter, one more time, tell all of our listeners where they can go and find out information on the Colonial Tournament.
The Crown Plaza Invitational.
Very good. And you mentioned Jim Furyk, of course, three top 10 finishes in his Colonial appearances here. One thing I'll say about him is the fans absolutely love him, don't they?
Yeah, he is a guy that is easy to like. He goes about his business. Another guy is a family man. And he really is sort of a throwback as far as a player that, you know, he doesn't go to and overpower a golf course, but he really enjoys shaping shots. Whether it's off the tee or his approach shots to the green, and then really feels that as a full examination of a player's ability. So you always see him, and then I think you're looking back, too, and you look at the players that play successfully at our event. Those are the top-ranked players in the field, and those are guys that, well, much like Jim Furyk, you see him at the top of the leaderboard on difficult golf courses because he can control his golf ball. You'll see him at the U.S. Open in contention because of that very reason, that he isn't just somebody who's going to hit it long, but he's somebody who can keep the ball in play, but also strategically get in the right location, the green, which this golf course rewards.
And playing, of course, with a level of consistency. Give us the local flavor. Who are some of the local participants that will be here?
Well, it'll be great. We have some DFW area guys who have had very successful early parts of the year, and Ben Crane, who's already got a win, Ryan Palmer, who already has a win this year, and then we'll have John Senden and Rod Pampling. And Rory Sabatini, who was our 2007 champion, has been fantastic. He's actually a Fort Worth resident. And Jason Day, Hunter Mahan, who also has a win.
My next question is, I know there's some Horned Frogs fans that are tuning in.
J.J. Henry.
We can't forget him.
Yeah, can't forget him as well. And J.J. has actually been fantastic. He's actually going to do our Colonial Preview luncheon the Tuesday before our event with Lance Barrow, and we have all the leaders of industry who'll just sit back, and JJ and Lance, who is the producer for CBS Sports, they'll just talk golf, PGA Tour, and Colonial, and what a great opportunity. And JJ and his foundation they've been fantastic to our event and the community, and providing a skybox for kids from Thursday to Sunday, and it's free. And they provide food and beverage as well.
I had mentioned earlier, talking about John Daly, he accepts exemption to the Colonial, but other sponsors' exemptions was what Martin Flores, a PGA Tour rookie, and he is from Mansfield High School. He's a graduate.
Yes, he went to Mansfield, played golf at Oklahoma, and part of our exemptions, they're restricted to nationwide or Q school graduates, and we saw as a great fit. And now, Martin was close to earning his way into our event, but this was a great opportunity for a young player to give him an opportunity to play.
Okay, you mentioned Oklahoma. Is Anthony Kim, is he going to be here?
Well, fingers crossed. I mean, I understand, and I think he's going to go in for surgery, so I understand that and fully appreciate that. Ryder Cup, this is a Ryder Cup year. That's an A number one priority to make that team. So it looks as though he might go ahead and go through surgery. Don't know that for certain as yet, But I can absolutely understand the decision. I mean, the carrot at the end of the rainbow is to be able to play for your country in Europe. And if you can get healthy for that, I certainly understand that.
Peter Ripa has been along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Again, go to our radio website. That's eradiosports.com. And also go to the Colonials website. That is crownplazainvitational.com. Some great stuff on there. And one of the things I do want to point out is the Colonial, you guys have so much success every year, so much longevity, terrific sponsors. Can you kind of talk about that?
Sure, you bet. Crown Plaza is our title sponsor, and they've been a fantastic partner with them. Not only have we been able to elevate our charitable contributions that's been generated for Tarrant County charities to $5.1 million in 2009 and $6.2 million in 2008, but we were also last year recognized by the PGA Tour as having the most engaged community, and without the support of those sponsors within our community and our corporate partners, it would not be possible to, and our charity number actually puts us in the top three on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I was going to say, those amounts are really remarkable. That's got to put the Colonial at one of the best on the PGA Tour. How big of an economic impact does this have in the local community, Peter?
Yes, our most recent study had our economic impact, both direct and indirect, at $33 million, and actually it had also had our impact on retail taxable sales at over $18 million annually. And to recognize that not only is our event something that the community can be very proud of, to be able to host and be seen in over 250 countries worldwide, we'll have 17 hours of coverage this year, but the impact that it provides for the community, for all those guests that do come in, especially for this event.
We're getting ready to wrap up our interview. We've got to have a little bit of a history lesson because, of course, we are in seven different markets. Talk to us about the great Mr. Ben Hogan, a true gentleman over 50 years ago that he won his fifth Colonial National Invitational.
Yeah, and last year was actually the anniversary of his fifth and final victory, and his ability to overcome his accident as well. I mean, you look at what he had to overcome and to win the U.S. Open afterwards. I mean, just looking back at the history of golf, that comeback in the U.S. Open at Marion after his car accident that nearly took his life,
right,
is just astounding as an athlete, and would never live without pain after that accident. So, you know, his records, not only here at Colonial, but among the all-time greats in golf, will stand with the number of majors that he's won, and really paving the way for those professionals today who now play in the Open Championship, as they like to call it, or the British Open. He was the man who made it possible, or made it really that the Americans would come over and make that commitment for 2 to 3 weeks to play in the British Open. And that was an important major step in the establishment of having the four majors really being something that every player who's wanted to be considered one of the world's greatest players to play in the British Open.
Absolutely. And he was born in Stephenville, Texas. I'm just curious, but where did his golfing legacy, where did it all begin?
And it began here in Fort Worth, and he was actually a caddy, and actually Byron Nelson likewise, a caddy. Here in Fort Worth, and as he loved to profess, is that he found his game in the dirt, and he just, in meaning that he practiced, and he learned about how to flight the ball properly, as well as how to strike the ball properly and in a consistent manner, and was just determined, and was one that wished he had another 2 hours of daylight just to work a little harder to prepare competition.
That's an outstanding work ethic. Of course, Mr. Ben Hogan won 9 major championships, a storied career, and you guys are doing a fantastic job right here in Fort Worth, Texas. We look forward to it. Again, we want to direct you to their website for the Colonial. That is crownplazainvitational.com. And Peter, thank you so much, and I look forward to being out on the course.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're going to step aside. John Radigan is going to be joining us here momentarily from Fox Sports Southwest. We're going to be talking some Rangers baseball.
The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker Campbell is the biggest names in sports. Delivering the insight. Delivering the insight you won't find anywhere else. Anywhere else. Like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson, Texas A&M great R.C. Slocum, and Big E's regular guest of ESPN Radio, better known as the Double Nickel, Jason Peter. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker Campbell. Miss one episode and you miss the game.